sing on the radio. If you don't mind farting or screwing with the heads of phone hosts, it's a hell no test strip for all the weirdos living on Earth. Can you imagine a robot with Dr. Ronimo gives birth? Search the size come to their knees. That's good, it means more meat and less cheese. The show's a magnet, wink, wink. It's the best way an intern can get some steak. Not in my cap, real style. They're the idols of millions of radiophiles. Time to start the show and shout real loud. We're hypocrites and we're proud.
Previously on the Don and Mike Show.
So it's okay with you if Dennis goes out with Donna number two?
Where's Donna number one at?
Donna number one. Oh, hey, Tom, would you like to go out with Donna number one?
I'd like to go with Donna number two.
No, you can't have number two.
I'll take number one.
This is like the dating game if you're on an answer. So this is like...
Has Dennis told you what he did the other night?
No. Go ahead, Dennis, tell us.
Donna took out a baby around 2 weeks ago. It's not mine, but I went over to get Donna 100 diapers and a case of beer.
That's just a good newborn mother needs.
100 diapers and a case of beer.
Oh, my God.
Don and Mike Show.
Well, in honor of David's first night here, I'm going to do something that I don't ordinarily do. I'm going to order the pizza myself.
We always get pizza. I want hamburgers.
Come with the lad. Hamburgers it is.
We're getting pizza stock. Well, David, it looks like you're the tiebreaker.
Burger's good.
My God, I can feel it. The hormonal balance in this house has shifted. And the men are victorious. Come, men. Thus prepared for the living room. We shall watch the Three Stooges and we shall smash ourselves.
People look at you and it's a fruit shell. What do the tattoos symbolize for you? Can you give me an idea?
I did this test, some of the things I've been going through, some of the things that I want to go through. I feel like there's a tattoo. Well,
go up to sleep on this side. It's just, that is a motorcycle there. I don't know if it's all set.
A cross.
There's a cross. There's a woman. Looks like a woman on a motorcycle with a tail. Now, what the hell is that? What does that symbolize?
I think it's something that you love. It's heart. It's all about heart. That's it. I mean, you look at it like you look at a lot. He's always catching all his body. What is he doing to himself? He's not doing anything. I'm being Dennis Rodman.
And it is on the way. And it's all night. Near the night. It's near the night. Don't say anyway.
A load of grubby butt crap.
In the morning. The ends are spinning. The ends spinning while we lock. Must be near while we lock. Oh, she can't see it. The ends.
What a load of grubby butt crap.
What the hell is going on here? Is this a magic show?
Is that right?
Well, I don't eat very much. And to be honest,
your stool, Miss Rabbi, quite frankly, is pathetic. Almost mushy and foul-smelling.
Those are very nourishing.
How should they be?
My own stools, sir, are perfect. They are gigantic. Have no more odor than
hot. How much do these couple calls?
Hi, my name is Charles Stavelak, and I'm calling from Miami.
That's interesting.
And I just want to tell you that I'm not out for tickets, first of all.
That's what's going on. See, let me just say one thing. So I love my company to this full sense of security, and I think the people are, like, are really with me here.
No, see, I have something to contribute.
What?
I first wanted to say that you're my favorite BWJNY, and,
what?
What's that?
I hate DJ. You don't
have
to say that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know, for a loss of a better term, I guess.
DJ, because DJ is such a good... jockey.
Yeah.
You were driving a record. Jockey, well.
Well, I work at a Publix here in Miami, and I saw a story today.
Shall we count us?
What's that?
Shall we count us?
No, I actually check out.
Anybody that works for the deli counter gets fine. Let's call that word.
Yeah, all the various meats and things.
I see Willis, Rich, very spicy, fresh, South Sodium, please. Oh, look, yeah.
Speaking of spare meat, I saw this story about this guy who became a girl, a transsexual,
yeah.
And she married another lesbian. She became a transsexual to marry a lesbian.
I have a friend that's got an interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that.
Yeah?
What do you think I look like?
Never be a problem! Very well, such doggy ass, you fat cow!
He struggled in school, was labeled a slow learner, and when he dropped out of high school, he couldn't read or write or spell.
Stupid president.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
We're talking about this for a powerful... powerful vocal performance, male. Let's see if I can get there. Let's see if we can get on a good foot.
This is James Brown. And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown. But my advice to them is the first, get a good education. Then pursue a career. Don't be a dropout. Join the rest of your friends and get it back to
school. Rock stars. Is there anything they don't know?
You went away! Hold on, don't want some dogs! She didn't have an orgasm, she didn't have an orgasm! Orgasm this, orgasm that! I got so focused on it! I started to panic and boom! I lost it! I tried everything! I was talking to her! Please wake up! Do something!
The mysterious little fellows, aren't they?
I hate them!
You know what happens to everybody? Talk to Houdini! And he didn't get out of a trunk underwater with his hands and chains. Well, he had a problem with that? The miracles that have ever happened.
It's like a magic trick. Sometimes I think it would be easier to bend a spoon mentally than to make that transformation.
You are listening on the radio!
Not like my brother.
He spent a few spoons with his dad.
There's Buzz Burbank. I'll let him tell you that sort of tale. Hello, Buzz.
The following program contains adult language and scenes with parts of nudity. Your discretion is advised.
Thank you. Live from the Cinnamon Room. Inside the Van Ark Center, in scenic, beautiful, and really toothless Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Whoa.
Starring Don Geronimo and featuring Mike O'Mara with Buzz Burbank, C.L. Broyhill, along with Bobo Spiewak and the Don and Mike family of tofu-eating dropouts from society, with freshness in every bite. So go ahead, bite me. Don takes the five on the air.
Now listen, the doctor's name is Dr. Stephanie Heidelberg.
Jawohl!
As in Heidelberg, Germany, she's a real psychiatrist, a medical doctor of the Adult and Older Care Center. She's also the associate director of the American Day Treatment Center. So she's on the level.
She'll be able to help you.
She will hook me up to the electrodes.
Plus, we are joined by Larry Geller, Elvis's hairdresser. We review all the new movies we haven't seen yet. A reading from the Morning Mouth DJ Magazine. More random rotating phone scans. And more entries in the Ghoul Pool. Scary. Jimmy the Greek and Irma the Bombbecker already playing cards with Major Bill. Pick the next celeb to lay in a box. And win a cool $500 just by calling 703-691-1067 and making your ghoulish guess. And Friday, we celebrate Cinco de Mayo by giving away a trip to Cancun, Mexico. What would you do for the trip? Our outdoor stage is the site this Friday. So fax and tell us what you'll do at 1-800-636-6410. And along with the Don and Mike disease of the day.
Boy, I'm ready for you. Lay it on me, big daddy.
Today, head lice.
As I went to scratch.
But enough of that. It's on with the tomfoolery hijinks. Without further ado, let the big old bad old cartoon begin.
So here he is with his big jukebox.
the number one man of all the jocks.
Hey, Mr. Rockerman, what's with you?
Turn up the sound of the record machine. Roll back the rug, stand up, folks. Here comes the man with the music and jokes.
Well, who will it be today?
Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Oh, Bob Hope.
He's gonna play the top 10
and the bottom 15.
You know his face.
It's awesome, nifty.
So let's start this way.
So wing.
And let's start this way.
So way.
Here comes the guy with the records to play.
And you run alone and like a man.
C-H-E-L-L-O-C-H-E-L-L-O, and thank you for listening coast to coast and nationwide via Westwood One Entertainment. The show's on the air right now. Don Geronimo with Mike O'Mara. Thank you. Boy, I've got a lot of stuff to talk about here in the opening, and I am even going to interrupt myself. I wanted to start off talking today about TV Land. TV! You know, the new Nick at Night. You know. Yeah. You know the old Nick at Night channel. Yes. But this comes first. And even before the news about my test to find out if I'm OCD today.
Obsessive compulsive.
Right. And before Elvis's hairdresser or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy Lee Gifford in the news.
Uh-oh.
Now, this has the potential to be fantastic. So let me preface this by saying, you remember the old Kathy Lee?
Yeah, the old Kathy Lee. Always getting herself a cotton pick in trouble, Don.
You remember? Lastly, I told you I was watching the show.
Right.
She made this big snit about how she didn't have a spring wardrobe.
Mm-hmm.
And then she bullied some designer in to giving her dresses, and what she was going to do is wear a designer gown on the show every day and then auction them off to charity.
Yeah, that really, it's a real bad situation with Kathy Lee that she has to do that.
Now, at the time, when she was in this on-air fight with whoever it is she was fighting about with her clothes, she made however, it's not in my contract. Then the next day, or maybe a day or two later,
mm-hmm.
She said there was something in People magazine
mm-hmm.
that said that her clothesline at Walmart has made $450 million.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And she went on a whole big thing about how she gives the money to charity.
Right.
About how that's how Cassidy's house is being built.
Fine.
Now, she doesn't give all the money to charity.
No, and she's a liar for saying that she gives it to charity because really it's a profit-making enterprise on her part.
She gives a portion
of
the money to charity.
Which is, you know, an age-old scam which people do, you know, saying, and listen, portions of this money will go to a very good cause. That's how you try to jack up the money.
Right. So she's already gotten herself in trouble for being so snooty about her clothes. Then she got the designer clothes. Then she pompously says that she will auction them off. Then she says she'd wear her Walmart clothes if she could. Then she says, listen, in People magazine, they're saying that we made $450 million on those clothes, and I want you to know that money, my reach, goes to charity.
Sidewalks, dirty sidewalks, dressed in your holiday.
And then today,
in
this headline.
Feeling of
and a headline that is not getting a lot of play.
Doing singing Silver Bells.
Reach, you're ruining Silver Bells. It's a beautiful song.
This is so good. The timing on this is so good.
Uh-huh.
Gifford's clothing line linked to child labor in Honduras.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let me get some music here. Some items in Kathy Lee Gifford's signature line of women's clothing sold in Walmart are being made by Honduran children working up to 13 hours a day for starvation wages.
Wow.
Sweatshop, the 42-year-old co-host of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee, entered a licensing agreement last year to sell and make the clothes at in-store boutiques at Walmart. The youngsters, aged 13 to 15, worked for starvation wages of 31 cents an hour.
There you go.
From 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, and from 8 till 5 on Saturdays.
Oh, my God.
And she is being called on the carpet for this by the National Labor Committee. The guy who heads this, and we should get this guy on the show, his name is Charles Kernigan. He held up a pair of Kathy Lee's slacks that he said were made in Honduras by these kids in the sweatshop factory,
right.
And said, we call on Kathy Lee to use her national prominence to promise that never again will child labor be used to produce her garments.
You're here.
Yeah.
Now, here is Kathy Lee's spin on it. Kathy Lee Gifford was totally unaware of any problem with the manufacturing of the Kathy Lee Gifford collection in Honduras or at any other vending utilizing improper manufacturing practices. Kathy Lee is not directly involved in the vendor selection. The problem in Honduras was brought to her attention. She immediately contacted Walmart and was advised that the relationship with the plant in Honduras had been severed. Kathy Lee formed her clothing line to benefit children and would never condone, tolerate, or accept the exploitation of children. Sales of the line, which includes dresses, skirts, slacks, and jackets priced under $50, exploded to $250 million in the first 10 months that they were available.
And I would love to know, out of that, how much does she get?
Now, I wasn't at home this morning when the Kathy Lee show was on.
All right.
I don't know if she would have the cojones to get on and talk about this. I don't see, you know, at this point, what is she going to, say, I didn't know?
I didn't know, right?
My reach, you know that 2% of all profits go to starving crack babies, okay. My reach.
I only took 100 million of those dollars, and that went to my redecorating my beautiful home in Connecticut.
My reach, I'm making a special house for crack-addicted babies, and to make sure that my daughter grows up psychologically scarred with all kinds of burdens, I'm naming the place after her.
Yay, Kathy Lee, you're so good and pure.
Same as I've done with Cody.
Defender of the faith, Kathy Lee, you are wonderful.
All right, shall we call?
Yes,
let's do it.
Let's go. Let's call and find out what's going on. This is quite a story.
All right, now, I don't know whether to call the Regis and Kathy. I guess they called Walmart first.
Uh-huh.
The corporate offices of Walmart.
Ooh, not a thing
about that one. Welcome to 1-800-ASK-4-ASK. It's the only party line you need for good butt action.
Oh, yeah.
You know the old butt action.
You have done that in a while. You caught me by surprise.
All right, let's call Walmart.
We now accept American Express.
Oh, hey, isn't that nice of them?
What about drop?
There you go.
We've heard more of that than we wanted to hear.
We now accept
2, 7, 3.
And I take every dime that I make on any enterprise and give it all away. That's why I'm going down to...
Good time, but I should call.
Yeah, hello, Walmart, please.
Okay, where in Walmart?
Corporate.
Okay, you have the corporate switchboard. Where do you need to be directed?
Oh, well, hello, listen. Hi, I'm glad to have you. Okay. Hello, this is Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, and we're doing our national radio show right now. We'd like to talk to somebody about the children who are working for 31 cents an hour in Honduras to make the Kathy Lee Gifford fashions.
Hopefully.
Wasn't she charming? You know, when you see those Walmart commercials?
She started out as
hello, a and thank you for calling Walmart Corporate Affairs. Please listen carefully to the following options.
You want to talk about big corporate America, you got it right here.
If you are a member of the media or a store with media questions in the United States,
yes.
Press 1 to reach public relations. Please wait.
Well, they got it down to a science.
Yeah. Oh, they tell me that doesn't happen every time. Is it?
They got that down to a science.
Yes, they do.
All right, hold on. Time for Aaron to call.
This is Aaron Spelling.
Now, of course, I can't do that on the air.
That's right.
Good afternoon, Walmart.
Hello? Hello, is this Walmart? Hello, this is Aaron Spelling. I'd like to speak to somebody about the fiasco with Kathy Gifford. And please put me through to a real human. I'm already on hold. I'm already on hold of the music.
Yeah, they don't care. They don't know who Aaron Spelling is there, right?
They even... Listen. They gave Aaron Spelling the same treatment as they gave us.
But he hasn't come
out. The media or a store with media in the
same
United
stuff.
States, press 1.
Press 1, see if we get big, if we get a busy signal again.
All right, please wait.
Now they're telling
you they got busy again.
Yeah. That's their little system.
All
right. Every member of the media gets that.
All right, I'll call back and say that you're very upset.
Hello.
This is Mr. Aaron Spelling from Aaron Spelling Productions. I do not want to be put on with voicemail. I do not want to be put through a public relations office. God damn it, let me speak to somebody about the problem. Hello?
Put you on hold again?
No. Hung up.
Oh, God. They've got it down to a system there.
Maybe they've spoken to the real Aaron Spelling.
Yeah, he's at his bungalow. He's at the Lombard bungalow.
He's at the Lombard bungalow. Maybe coming out with his own line of clothes.
The Aaron Spelling collection. Well, he might not, but Tori, I'm sure, will be coming out with a line of clothes.
Here's an idea.
Hello. For the last time, this is Mr. Aaron Spelling. Put me through now, please. I would appreciate not being put through to a machine. I'm trying to reach somebody to tell me what's going on with Kathy Gifford. I have plans to put her in a television show, and I'm reading in the newspaper that they're selling her fabrics and that her fabrics have been made by children in Honduras. You understand who this is? This is Aaron Spelling. Love Boat, Charlie's Angels, Melrose. I'm getting somewhere. It's the way that always works.
Well, when you mention the shows, Love Boat probably got her going. Love Boat?
College, I'd like to endorse the Aaron Spelling Cabana line of wonderful shorts and top.
That delightful little terry cloth shirts and shorts that you can wear. And slippers. Slippers are included, too.
Slippers.
Yes.
Hello?
Little walking slippers.
Hello, please. Oh, I'm still on hold. I'm still getting the music.
Still on hold.
Still on hold.
But they're not putting you through to that automation machine, I hope.
No, they're finding somebody.
They want to get a human being.
He says he's Aaron Spelling. And he wants to talk to somebody about Kathy Gifford.
Oh, God.